जय राधा दया कुंज बिहारी जय जति जन गौर भारी जय जति जन गौर भारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यंग कीरायन चारी हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
परमहंस परिवेचाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतक श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवेचाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतक श्रीमद श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नानाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर जी का जय। प्रेम से गौर श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासिदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री राधा श्यामकुंड गिरि गोविंद धाम की जय। श्री वृंदावन मथुरा जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। बहुत मृदंग की जय। सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। थैंक यू सो वेरी मच फॉर योर मोस्ट वैल्यूएबल टाइम टुडे। So we are reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayat Mativye नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टकी। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर मोस्ट वैल्युएबल टाइम टुडे। आई एम सो ग्रेटफुल एवरीवन प्रेजेंट हियर, एवरीवन प्रेजेंट ऑनलाइन एंड एवरीवन हु गिव्स क्लास हियर, पुजारीज, एवरीबडी हु इंस्पायर्स। I'm so indebted. Please bless me so I can say something valuable. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text 7. Shudrayusham Nunamangam मर्त्यानामृतम् इच्छताम् इहापहुतो भगवान् मृत्युं समित्रा कर्मणि शुद्रायुषां नामङ्गम् नित्यानामृतमिच्छताम् इहोपाहुतो भगवान् मृत्युसामित्रकर्मणि शुद्रायुषां नृणाम् अङ्गा मर्त्यानां ऋतमिच्छताम् इहोपाहुतो भगवान् मृत्युसामित्रकर्मणि मृतमिच्छताम् इहोपाहुतो भगवान् मृत्युसामित्रकर्मणि शुद्रायुषां नृणामङ्गम् मर्त्यानामृतमिच्छताम् इहोपाहुतो भगवान् मृत्युसामित्रकर्मणि शुद्रायुषां नृणामङ्गम् मर्त्यानामृतमिच्छताम् इहापाहुतो भगवान् मृत्युसामित्रकर्मणि Synonyms Shudra is let's say it together Shudra very small Ayusha of the duration of life Nunam of the human beings Anga, O Suta Goswami. Martyanam, of those who are sure to meet death. Ritam, eternal life. Ichatam, of those who desire it. Iha, herein. Upahutam, call for being present. Bhagavan, representing the Lord. Mrityuhu, the controller of death. Yamaraj. Samitra, suppressing. Karmani, performance. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Sutta Goswami, there are those amongst men who desire freedom from death and get eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death Yamaraj. Perfect. The living entity, as he develops from lower animal life to a higher human being and gradually to higher intelligence, becomes anxious to get free from the clutches of death. Modern scientists try to avoid death by physiochemical advancement of knowledge. But alas, the controller of death, Yamaraj, is so cruel that he does not spare even the very life of the scientist himself. The scientist who puts forward the theory of stopping death by advancement of scientific knowledge becomes himself a victim of death when he is called by Yamaraj. What to speak of stopping death? No one can enhance the short period of life, even by a fraction of a moment. The only hope of suspending the cruel slaughtering process of Yamaraj is to call him to hear and chant the holy name of the Lord. Yamaraj is a great devotee of the Lord, and he likes to be invited to kirtans and sacrifices by the pure devotees, who are constantly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus the great sages, headed by Shanaka and others, invited Yamaraj to attend the sacrifice performed at Naimisharanya. This was good for those who did not want to die. So Prabhupada is always very expert at giving formulas, and here he is giving the formula for how to conquer death. And just to honor this purport, we pray and hope that Yamaraj is present here as well. There are a few classes by different devotees on this Srimad Bhagavatam verse. And they all invited Yamaraj to come and attend the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, do you have the presentation, Prabhu? It's in the comment. Can't see the comment. I will just say something before the presentation starts. So when Srila Prabhupada gave the class, he presented four topics very vividly. One was that even the... In the comments on the YouTube video. First of all, that he talked about some germs known as Diwali germs. When he was a child growing up, he saw these germs. He said in the night, millions would get formed. Millions of germs would get formed in one night, you know, reproduce. And in the morning they would all vanish, they would all be gone. So, but then he related that, it's okay, it's not there, it's okay. I don't know how to, okay. So he said, what to speak of these germs, we are more insignificant than this in Lord Brahma's creation. Lord Brahma is one day. Trillions and gazillions of human beings come and die. And it's just one day sometimes, just not even a moment has passed and there's so much death and devastation. So he really wanted us to focus how insignificant we are and what a short life duration we have. The second thing he said in his class was the lust is all devouring enemy. And Akbar and Akbar Birbal's story, that Akbar's asked, till when does this lust remain? And he said, till the time of death. And he said, I don't believe you, Akbar said. Birbal said, I will show you. Come with me with your young daughter and to this person who was passing away. And sure enough, Akbar saw the lust in the dying person's eyes. And Prabhupada says, this is the reason why everybody wants to stay alive, my thinne agar, just to enjoy lust. And Mother Sukhada gave a very nice class on this a couple of Sundays ago. How this nitya vairi, lust is our nitya vairi, and also the reason we keep on coming back to this material world, or we want to prolong our life. And then Prabhupada comes down to very great conclusions, which I will add at the end. So main points from this class, this purport were, this was good for those who did not want to die. This, those who desire eternal life, they escape the slaughtering process by calling Yamaraj. Yamaraj likes to be invited to Katha and Kirtan, being a pure exalted devotee. And then he said, modern scientists try to avoid death by some physiochemical advancement. But no one can enhance life even by a fraction of moment. So there were great points, and Prabhupada writes elsewhere in Canto 3, when Vidura, he is speaking about Vidura, that Vidura is such an exalted devotee or Yamaraj. He is the most confidential servant of Lord, and on the level of his eternal associates. Otherwise Krishna would not do him that service. His service is so difficult. Think about a thankless task. He has no devotee association. Is most far away from any devotee. None of his Yamadutas even had a clue who was Vishnu or what was the glories of the holy name. And all they are doing, Vishnudutas, is giving punishment. You know, they have to put somebody in the hot boiling oil, they have to put somebody on the thorns like thunderbolts. So he's surrounded by those devotees, and it's a thankless task, so, but still, Yamaraj or Vidura in Prabhupada writes 3.5.21, he keeps on doing this service, so all glories to Yamaraj. And and then I wanted to ask you, where do you remember Yamaraj being mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam? Just in a couple of lines or words.
Fifth canto 26, all about hell.
Thank you. Where else is Yamaraj mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam? Ajamal pastime, and so yeah. And actually, if you study, we see carefully, seventh canto is mentioned telling the story of Suyagya and Kokari bird, how people are attached to their, how people are attached to the dead body literally, and they keep on crying in tears. third and fourth canto, he comes in the form of Vidura. And then elsewhere, many times he is mentioned, because he is mentioned as he appears from eyebrow, or he is a Dharmaraj, and few things like that. So Yamaraj is mentioned many, many, many times in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we hear about Prabhupada saying that the scientist who does work on this process of trying to stop death, himself dies. And how funny is that? So this brings me the example of Titanic ship. Titanic ship was advertised that not even God could sink Titanic. Not even God. I mean, that's how the tickets were sold, and that's how advertisement was done. It was 900 feet long almost. It had swimming pools on deck, 50 lines of communication. It had a jeweled copy of Umar Khayyam's ghazals. It had the best of the aristocrats. It had best of the royal people. It had many celebrities going, many industrialists going, because the first-class fare was unheard of, and they all wanted to escape the war, I believe. So the crews had a star lineup, and the best of the musicians, the best of the musical instruments, the best of the cuisines. It was unbelievable, and people were rushing to it to get on Titanic. It was the most celebrated. It was the biggest thing that they wanted to get on. And what happened? The designer of the Titanic, he was last seen in the first class smoking room, staring blankly at the painting of a ship on the wall. And this is how he passed away, looking at his own creation that he claimed not even God could sing, and he went down with it when it sank. So this is how scientists end up. You know, they probably sometimes get killed by their own creation. What to speak of anything else? And they make Yamaraj's job a lot easier, because they are just so proud sometimes. We are not here to condemn scientists, we are just here to prove the point of Srila Prabhupada. The first emperor of China, it seems he wanted to become immortal, and he sent people to look for elixir. And he sent parties, and this was at his old age, and he died because of mercury poisoning. And you know, mercury poisoning was prescribed by his doctors to prolong his life, and apparently that killed him. There was one pope, he died of blood transfusion. And you know why he was doing blood transfusion from children's bodies, blood he took? Because he believed that blood will come there youth, so he could absorb their youth through this. So these are the things that go on in the material world. There was one presidential candidate in 1868, and he claimed through prayers and fasting he could give secrets of cheating death to the public, and that's how he wanted to win presidential election. Anybody wants to get the secret? So, and the same year he died of pneumonia. So this is what happens. And one after other, there are so many stories. If you look up this topic is very popular. And some, even you think this is just materialistic people, spiritual people too. There's a monk who shot himself so that he can be mummified, because he was not dying the natural death, and there was a cryonic chamber waiting for him. So he's like, okay, let me hurry up and die so that I can be put in this cryonic chamber to live a long life. It just doesn't make sense. And if you think this is just bygone ages, you know, people have learned something, this is not so. And these are really shocking headlines from the Mahajans of newspapers. These are real newspapers, these are real headlines. Scientists claim we might be immortal in 17 years. Silicon Valley is trying to make humans immortal and finding some success. I don't know which moron they have tried to keep alive, but they have found some success. Meet the company offering a chance at immortality for 200,000 $26. And this is not a sci-fi, this is a headline. And then last is die, freeze, store, and revive. This is a four-step formula. Die, freeze, store, and revive. And we will, in 2030s, we'll destroy pathogens, we'll remove debris. If your organ fails, we'll print it on 3D printers and correct the DNA errors. And you know, we can remove the clogs and tumors and we'll be all good to go. And from, this was 5-6 years ago's headlines, and from pandemic time, and we can't do anything. So this is life. And if you're getting bored with scientists, and you know, somebody may have fasted or prayed on the Lord's appearance day, any of those scientists, and they may have been devotees now, but we are just trying to prove the point of Srila Prabhupada. And it's funny to read about what scientists say and claim. So, aside from that, there are some resurrections mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is die and revive. Does anybody remember where a person dies and is brought back to life? In Srimad Bhagavatam. Not Chaitanya Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam.
King Vena.
Huh?
King Vena also.
King Vena, thank you. Any other examples?
Daksha.
Huh?
Daksha.
King Daksha, thank you so much. Anyone else? Chitrakirti son, yes, thank you. Any other examples? Jamadagni was brought alive by Parshuram. His body was placed together and on the Purusha grass, and then Parshuram offered sacrifice to Lord, Supreme Lord. Jarasandha, yes? Mother of? Oh, Renuka, Jamadagni. Yes, Renuka and her children were also brought back to life by Parshuram. And there's also one example of Maharaja Nimi in 9th canto. His body was preserved in fragrant substances and he was brought back to life and he protested, "Please do not imprison me again in a material body." So the demigod said, "Yes, we can bring him back to life." But Nimi Maharaj is saying, "Please do not imprison me again in material body." So this is the devotee's understanding. There could be a process to revive. There could be a process to revive from death. But our understanding, what we want to do with that life really matters. And if a person, devotee, does not want to come back just to enjoy mundane life. There's one scientist I found, and he's a Nobel laureate. And he also tried to stop Hitler. So he had a lot of pious credit, and so I got really interested. And so what did he do? He also went as a doctor on a ship on the First World War to save people. So he had a lot of good attitude, and he wanted to do good for people. He was so much liked by people that they wanted to make him president of Hungary or Poland. And his name is Albert. Nobel laureate. He studied many sciences after the First World War. Many sciences, so many oologies, and histology, physiology. In the quest of life, he said, for 20 years, different branches. Then he thought, oh wow, electrons must hold the secret. And he went to the, and then he said, but electrons are electrons. They have no life. And evidently, on the way, I lost life. It had run out between my fingers. So such a realization this scientist had. And I tried to search more. I was like, did he come to God? Did he come to, you know, God consciousness? Did he become theist? And there is no such encounter. And I was really sad to hear that. And because the scientists do come to a point of frustration, and Prabhupada also says this, this material world will bring you to frustration. This is how, and then they finally surrender to Krishna in the form of death. And it is a sad story, unless of course some devotees intercept and make their good fortune. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 12.70, it is said, Chaitanya Rahita Deha Shushka Kashtha Sama Jiviyati Mrityusai Maile Dandeyama. A person without Krishna consciousness is no better than dry wood or a dead body. He is understood to be dead while living, and after death he is punished by Yamaraj. So this is reality. One lecture Radhana Swami said, death is part of life. A new devotee starts to understand that. This death is nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be wasted time in researching how to stop it or how to prolong life. This death is just part of life. And when a devotee advances more, he realizes that the death is an invitation to Krishna. And then later, when a devotee is more advanced, like pure devotees, you know, Lord Shiva says to Parvati, Narayana para sarve naku tashchana bibhyati sarvapavarga narkeshu apitulyatha darshinaha. So this is what Lord Shiva says to Parvati in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 28. And Srila Prabhupada adds, without Krishna, heaven is hell. And with Krishna, hell is heaven. So we don't care about we are going, after that we are going to heaven or hell, we just want to be with Krishna. And we all know example of gopis. For a second, to stop headache, they were ready to go to hell. So this is how a devotee progresses in his life. So what's our secret, you know? Prabhupada wrote all this, these book after book, that scientists should come to us. So what is our anti-aging formula? So in the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, it says, Ayurharati ye pumsam. This very famous shloka. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everything. Except one who utilizes the time by discussing the topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So Krishna Katha is the only panacea. Prabhupada also writes at one other place that for a devotee, you know, Yamraj doesn't do anything. Yamraj is does not want to do anything with a devotee, you know, he does not even touch devotees, Yamadutas. And because anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna, you know, they don't have to fear of death. Actually, there's another thing that I came across in the research. There's an immortality conference, and some of you can probably, I'm very qualified to go there. They spend millions of dollars on speakers. This is called immortality conference. And one scientist, and this is what I found the most interesting, you know, coming back to our philosophy, is that one scientist said, you really want to live longer? Why don't you pay attention to how the old people are being treated? It's so true that we can think we can expand lifespan and all this, but it's what use it is, you know? What are you going to do? There were two movies in Hollywood also that talked about this topic, very popular movies. They made $1 billion. One movie had a juggernaut character, juggernaut. He was black, he was wearing yellow clothes, he was funny, he helped revive somebody's consciousness. I was like, wow, juggernaut, that's very nice. And actually these Hollywood people also, they get ideas from Vedas. So we can totally present our topics, if possible, in conferences, and Hollywood by themselves is coming. And the story of that successful movie, it's like a $1 billion blockbuster, was that coming back to the like Vedic conclusions, you know, that it is possible to live eternally but through good deeds or something is the essence of that movie. And there was another movie which also became quite popular, and the characters are Helen for short is Hell, and Madeline, I believe, short is Mad. So Hell and Mad, so they show this Hell and Madness, they become eternal. They take some potion, and because of that, they become eternal. But the one person, and one of the time, the mad gets so mad that she shoots herself because she's just so mad and she does not want to live any longer. And the hell tries to run after her and breaks her bone, and so, and they both fall down, and then they realize their body is decaying, but there's no death. Can you imagine what a frustrating process it may be? And that movie also made a lot of money because, and this message from that movie was that they must unite and help each other because they are going to live through eternity. So there are some messages which are positive, and I feel that it is, again, if they must be studying Srimad Bhagavatam, and when some gurus from ISKCON, they went to Bollywood, they say that Hollywood people say that we study your shastras, we get many ideas from there. We can't just present it full-fledged because people won't accept it yet. We are really fortunate that we are at least at the point where the ideas are being presented, and so much like Kirtan has been done and Prasadam has been distributed, that people are slowly coming to that mode of goodness. And then further going deeper into Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada actually writes very nice purport. This is in Canto 9. I will read it as it is. When Lord Chandra, Ramachandra ruled all bodily and mental suffering, all the bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and fatigue were completely absent. So in his kingdom, there was none of these things. There was no pain, no distress, and there was even no death for those who did not want it. And Prabhupada then writes, very strong conviction, he writes, a similar situation could be introduced immediately, even this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatara. Krishna descends in this age as his holy names. He says, if we chant offenselessly. Rama and Krishna are still present in this age if we chant offenselessly. And the kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Now, this is true, that if we chant offenselessly, if we take shelter of holy name, it will be a very meaningful life. And Prabhupada, actually when I found this audio, I'll play it. This is at a conference.
After 1 month, I will be 80.
80?
80, yes.
What happened?
I was born in 1896, around the Empire Village.
What happened to the movement in the United States when you
died? I never died. I shall lean for my books. When he replies,
so this is Prabhupada. So Prabhupada proved it. You know, he's living in his books, he's living in NTT. He's always present within our hearts to always guide us. And we are so immensely grateful to him. And that shloka, Lord Ram's shloka is called Nadhi Vyadhi Jara Glani Dukha Shoka Bhaya Klamaha Muktis Chanchi Chani Chatam Nashit Rami Rajani Adokshaje. So I will take a couple of minutes to take any reflection you may have so far, and then I will continue. Is that okay?
I thought it was interesting that you said Sandra Mahalalev was admitting that they read the books because they get some ideas from it. Because ISKCON did put out some video with all these movie clips, you know, that had Krishna consciousness. I remember years ago my daughter was watching a movie with her friends and Pushka and I were just sitting there waiting for it to be over so they could go home so we could all go to bed. And it was a story about this whole life of this man, and it was shown what happened at the end of his life, what happened. So he was like in a hippie van, and then he got out of out of the van, and there was actual footage of Srila Prabhupada chanting and dancing with the man, you know. So we were shocked because we were, I was like, oh, look, it's Prabhupada, you know. So it's really pretty incredible that it's in the movies so often. I was thinking too, you were asking a question about the people, you know, who brought back to life, you know, Chichikeki's son was another one, but also so many animals, like when I was reading about King Prithu and the 100 horse sacrifice, Prabhupada goes into detail saying how it's not like they were killed, they were given another, immediately given another life. And that eventually people just started slaughtering the animals for, without giving them another life, you know, they weren't expert on it. That's when Lord Buddha had to come and just, you know, ahimsa and non-violence.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you. So, I have many more, I have much more to speak. Yeah. One more comment, if any? Okay.
We are product of our own decision. There is no incident. I would like to see if anybody can show that Krishna gave someone some life, spiritual life, that they never wanted. There is no such thing. It is not automatic. It is our own desire. We want. So Krishna helped. Sukracharya, I was talking yesterday, Sukracharya had a conversation with Bamunda, face to face. Holy Maharaj rejected Sukracharya, but Bamunda did not reject. Bamunda respected him, conversation. Then question came, but how come he never became devotee? Jagar Mada, as you say, Bollywood doing it, Hollywood. Jagar Mada used to study every day. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is a sloka. Dushtajan shastra hoite pai dushtamati, shistrajan shay shastra hoite pai krishna rati. The Vaishnavas or the devotee, they find attachment, rati, krishna rati, from the shastra. But dushtajan, the evil minded like Jagai Madhav, they read the same shastra and they will think, this thing we did not do, punish somebody like that, let's do that. So then they will come back and study again until they find something they can be engaged. So it's not actually just coming in contact with the book or other, which is good, but it is the attitude we need to change, of people's consciousness, the importance. It's very important.
So true. Thank you very much. And then I'll go back to Srila Prabhupada's class, how he concluded his class. It's very interesting what he comes to conclusion with. He says, a person can be completely engaged in Krishna's conscious business if he is completely sinless. Of course, by becoming Krishna conscious, even there is a little tendency, tinge of sin, it will be evaded gradually. But one should be very alert. It is not that because I am Krishna conscious, because I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I am getting out of the jurisdiction of sinful activities. This should never be thought of. We should be very much alert. Cause Maya is very strong. As soon as she gets the opportunity, she immediately captures. Therefore it is said, Ritam Ichhatam. Ritam Ichhatam. So, Prabhupada this is how Prabhupada concludes his class. Yesham tu antagatam papam is a Bhagavad Gita verse that he quotes. So, he's saying, really be alert. Don't make sins because you know that Yamraj won't touch. And we know that seventh offense is Nama yasya balat papa buddhi. You know, this is the seventh offense to holy name. So, we really don't want to do that, and you really need to be very, very alert. And Prabhupada then writes in another place, he elaborates on that. He says that And the key to this is attentive hearing. And that reminds me of this story of Dundukari and Gokarna. It was on Mahavishnu Swami's page. Very nice story. Their father was passed away, and then Dundukari, he was such a demoniac person, he started threatening his mother that you please give me money, and you please keep on giving me money, otherwise I'll kill you. This is what Dundukari said to his own mother. And she was so scared, and she committed suicide. And immediately, you know, how this karma works, as you sow, so you reap. Immediately, the five prostitutes who wanted money from Dundukari but couldn't get it, they killed him. They killed him really bad death. It was so bad that he could not, he died very in too much turmoil and distress and everything. And then he became ghost. In his brother Gokarna could hear him, because Gokarna, it says that Gokarna was a pure devotee, so he could hear Dundukari. And Dundukari went, so he thought, okay, Daya Shraddha, this will definitely relieve. And this is a Pitru Pandanda. This is when the Shraddhadan process goes on for the next 12 more days, I believe. And he did that, and still he could hear Dundukari's ghost saying him things. So he prayed again, and Surya God, Sun God, told him, why don't you do Bhagavat Saptaha? And then when he did Bhagavat Saptaha, so Gokarna, Dundukari and the villagers came for this Bhagavat Saptaha. And they all heard Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Gokarna got liberated. But then, Dundukari, the ghost, got liberated. And then Gokarna said, wait a minute, but I was also there, I was also listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. So why didn't I get liberated? And then there was, either Supreme Lord says, or there's a prophecy or some celestial voice, says, because you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam with complete attention. So this was another take back from Srila Prabhupada's class, is that we don't commit sins and we listen very attentively. And I'm not preaching to the choir, I'm just saying for my purification, so that this is a takeaway point for me, is to listen attentively, not commit sins. And while doing a little more research, I came across Ladini's letter. The devotee of Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath, with big oceanic smile, and she was really devoted to serving these deities. And she wrote in her last letter, she was doing six aartis, all bhoga offerings, making graces for the deities, welcoming new people, really maintaining relationship with them. And she went to Liberia, and the president, there was a revolution, and the president was famous for killing his own men at a faster pace than he was killing enemies. Like, there was just such a turmoil and destruction and war and was happening. And she knew this was happening, but she did not leave, because she was worried about people. She was worried about, they just could not leave their preaching program of 10 people. And some naive devotee wrote to the president that we should stop killing, and then they sent people. And just before that, she had written this letter. I don't mind being killed. I'm not at all afraid of being killed. I'm only afraid of disrespecting or offending a devotee. That is the only fear I have. Dying is the service of, in the service of Vaishnava is a great honor. So when we hear, we chant, we serve, then this becomes a natural result, is that we really enjoy devotional service, sukhada, all auspicious, joyously performed. And we really, Krishna protects us by giving this service to Vaishnavas. Krishna protects our integrity, Krishna protects us, our Krishna consciousness and spiritual values, and give us this eternal life back to Godhead. And then one last thing. Jayananda Prabhu's example also comes to mind, how he lived and how he gloriously passed away. And when Prabhupada then, in his honor, said we should have Rathiyatras, and we should have, in the Rathiyatras, we should have his picture to be displayed there. because he served so much without any expectation. And so again, takeaway for myself is that 3 points is that we hear properly, we chant without offenses, like in Canto 9, and we really don't take this process for granted. We don't want to commit any sins. So I would like to ask if you have any questions. Are there any questions online?
There are some comments.
You want to read any specific ones?
Let's see, Mahavishnu Paramahansa says, the Hollywood movies are largely due to our devotees working in the film industry and also by book distribution in Los Angeles. Pragatmika Mataji says, your class was most wonderful to hear, very well prepared and relevant examples. I look forward to your next class.
And I really again want to thank each and every one of you for your most valuable time. And this is thanks to Guru Parampara, everybody listening online. I'm really, really, really grateful. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for this opportunity.